This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Two amazing movies opening in wide release this weekend. Two great movies.
Okay.
Number one, Skyscraper. We've been talking about it with Dwayne Johnson. And it looks so good. I mean, they've done great with the commercials.
Yeah. I think they're underestimating this thing, too, though, because I saw where some of the initial reports said somewhere between $35 or $40 million for the weekend. I think it might do better than that.
Yeah,
because
it looks good.
And I think the reason they put $35 and $40 million is because it's The Rock.
Yeah.
A lot of his movies, they don't really, I mean, they do well, but they don't blow it out.
No, he's not Mark Wahlberg, Tom Cruise.
No.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
He's lately been kind of a novelty in different parts, but maybe this is his forte.
He has that base audience that will always see him.
What movie did he do that was like a chain? I'll get back to you on that. Can I get back to you on that?
But it looks good.
It's a thing. It's called... Yeah, anyway, what?
It looks good. Skyscraper.
Fast and Furious?
Yes.
You talking about Rock? Yeah,
yes,
Fast and the
thank
Furious.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Why was that not in my brain?
You have a lot in your brain, I'm assuming.
It's very busy upstairs. Very busy up here. Okay, and then the other one, it looks so good, but I'm a huge fan of this whole thing. And it's Hotel Transylvania, Summer Vacation. Adam Sandler once again voices the role of Dracula, who decides to take his family on a cruise. I think it also, Selena Gomez, she voices it as well. It looks hysterical.
It's a cartoon, right?
Yes. But it's, you know, I think this is like their third one or something.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. It does look good.
It looks so cute.
I think it's going to beat The Rock.
I do, too.
I do.
Because Summer Vacation and everybody's looking.
Yeah, I think it will.
All right. Anyway, the Emmy nominations are out, and that happened yesterday. Did you see them? Did you get up early and watch the Emmy nominations?
No.
Yeah. Oh, what?
No.
Wait, what?
I don't care about the
Are you
Emmys.
Excited about
Does
the
Emmys? Does anyone care about the Emmys? I mean, come on. Really?
No.
I didn't think so.
Game of Thrones, obviously, most nominations. Although I will tell you, the only interesting story about this is that Netflix itself has more nominations than HBO. And HBO has always had the most nominations since 2001. And Netflix took that away from them yesterday. So that's kind of a big deal.
Netflix had, 112, I think it was?
Yeah.
112. To me, that just tells me that's too many nominations. When you look at, I mean, of all the nominations, there had to be 500 yesterday.
You know, we have that Netflix on our TV, you know, right at the bottom. You can scroll through different. Somehow, I got sucked into, this is crazy, the sex trade of like Brazil or something. It wasn't Brazil. Oh my gosh. And they're just, now I really, really understand binge watching.
Yeah.
But, you know, I kind of watch Real Housewives in a binge, but you don't have that many episodes. There were like 30 episodes, and it is the saddest thing ever. You want to go and save them. You honestly, you want to get on a plane. You can't believe that this is actually happening in our world, and go save them.
There are so many shows out there.
Yes, the documentaries are incredible.
People ask you, hey, have you seen this? You seen this? I don't even know where you find half the stuff.
I don't know how. I mean, I looked it up. Oh, it was recommendations. That's what it was. It was recommendations. God, it's sad.
Yeah.
I guess the only good part about it is it brings, you know, we all see what's going on in this world because we like to live in our little shiny bubble.
Yeah.
God, it's just dark and horrible. All right, let's see here. This is also horrible. Stormy Daniels, the charges have been dropped.
Why are they dropped?
I don't know.
she took her boobies and she rammed them into the face of an undercover cop. Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now the charges are dropped and you're not supposed to touch.
Nope. It says she was accused of touching those guys, like we said, in violation of a law that prohibits nude performers from coming into contact with patrons. The law specifically addresses employees who regularly appear in sexual, but because she was a specialty?
Because she's an out-of-towner?
Yeah.
She doesn't know the rules?
Yeah. So it doesn't apply to her.
So it doesn't apply because she's just visiting for the big one-night stand.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Mm.
I've met a fan of her, so it's kind of... not that I want anything bad. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, I guess they asked Tom Cruise about being on motorcycles because, you know, Tom Cruise, he does his own stunts and he rides motorcycles. And here's what he said.
Just the other day, George Clooney had an accident on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
And it just goes to show that these things, like, they're not.
He's okay, though.
He is.
Okay, good. Careful, George. Careful.
Careful.
These things are dangerous.
See, I feel like this is a lie. I feel like he knew.
Yeah.
I feel like he knew.
How's he not know that Clooney's on a motorcycle or a scooter? And was it an accident?
He knows.
He doesn't have a phone. He doesn't know his Twitter feed. Well, I mean, it was everywhere.
I think he wanted to be... See, it's super cool for them to be like so busy.
I don't keep up with stuff like this. It's not a part of my world.
Right. It would have been weird, maybe, and we all would have busted his, you know, if he would have said, yeah, I heard. I totally saw that on Entertainment Tonight, and then I saw the next feed on Access Hollywood. That might have been weird.
I watched the video over and over again. That was one hell of a crash.
Man. By the way, we're still getting feedback about packing issues. Sean has never packed a suitcase in his life. His wife does. Somebody said this. I didn't realize how many degenerates represent my gender of sex. The day I cannot pack my own bag and my woman has to do it for me, I will officially cut off my testicles with a dull, rusty butter knife and let her carry them around in her purse.
Wow.
There you go. That's the text I was waiting for.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the way I feel.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I've got my butter knife with me.
That was very, very descriptive, I might add. And a lot of effort. Okay.
Yeah. I hope you weren't driving when you text that.
No, that was a lot. All right. Let's see here. Major League Baseball suspended its Papa John's promotion yesterday, a day after the company's CEO resigned over using the N-word during a conference call. The MLB, the Major League Baseball team, had an ongoing thing. They called it the Papa Slam.
Yeah.
I had not heard of this, but I guess people receive discounts on pizza when the player hits a grand slam.
In a lot of ballparks. I saw one just a couple of nights ago in the back when you're watching the batter. You see Papa John's logo, 50% off this pizza. They do all types of promotions. Here's what I don't understand. This thing happened with the Papa John's thing. It's been out there for a while. The conference call happened back in May. Why do they wait until this, before they, when the guy actually resigns, before they start cutting off connections? They've known it for a while.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Why doesn't Major League Baseball go, okay, we got a controversy
back
here. We're going to suspend this for now. Let's see how this plays out.
I guess they were busy.
Good answer.
I don't have the answer.
They're busy.
They were busy.
They're busy.
May and June.
They're busy.
And they're like, let's wait till July.
We don't know.
We got some stuff to do. All right, I gotta understand this. I try to understand this whole Instagram payoff thing.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian made $500,000 on one Instagram post. The reality star made the $500,000 in 2015 for teaming up with a drug company to promote morning sickness pills. If I remember right, they took those off the market, I think.
I thought they did.
Yeah, because they said, don't do that while you're pregnant.
Well, I think that it was... I don't even think they were FDA cleared.
No, it was a supplement.
I think it was kind of, you know, shady.
And by the way, Kylie even makes more. One Instagram post for Kylie can potentially make her $1 million.
Well, because she has over 100 million followers.
But what's the advertising thing? Like, how does...
Just a product. They can do whatever product. They'll make that a part of their Instagram, and that's what they get paid for.
So she'll take this Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And she'll get in the Instagram, and Diet Coke will go, hey, if you post that, we'll give you $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it's worth.
Man. That's craziness. Just add my Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Speaking of this whole thing, somebody has set up a GoFundMe page for Kylie Jenner. Someone started a GoFundMe page for Kylie Jenner just to try to get that $100 million she needs to become the world's youngest billionaire.
Yeah, she's short, and she's got a lot of fans willing to help. So, but what's the GoFundMe at right now? I saw yesterday it was at like $250.
As of last night, they said it was $78.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone backwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard 270 or 260 or something.
Let's see. Josh, there's two comedians, and he's called the Fat Jew. He's really funny.
Yeah.
Well, he set it up, which is pretty brilliant for him because it's funny.
Yeah.
He set up the GoFundMe page to help Jenner earn the $100 million she needs. And as of last night, he'd only raised $78.
Son of a gun.
I know.
It's going to take a while to get there, it looks like.
Mark Wahlberg, they caught him, man. He's a gambler.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I guess it was a lot of money.
Oh, what's he betting on?
So he bet on the New England Patriots.
He's from Boston.
But it's a little early. He just bet on the New England Patriots to win the 2019 Super Bowl 2 months ahead of the season opener. And they won't say how much, but sources, you know my sources.
Yeah.
They say it was a S ton of money.
Really?
Like,
you know, that might be a good bet, though. I mean, because, see, if you bet now, if you go to Las Vegas, you can bet right now on who's going to win the Super Bowl. And you can even bet on how many games a certain team will win. So you take, you know, if you're going to get 5-1 odds, and you put down $100,000, you win $500,000. And New England's pretty darn good, Jamie.
Are they really?
They got Tom Brady.
Oof. Man.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
All right, and then two last things? No, two more things.
Two more things.
Can you believe, what kind of woman is this? This makes me mad. She makes every woman look horrible.
Who?
Serena Williams.
Why?
She just had a damn baby, and she qualified for Wimbledon.
Boy.
I mean, what an
athlete.
That's
solid.
That's craziness.
Yeah, that's solid, though.
Dang.
Baby, you're out there playing tennis. Not just any tennis.
No, the Wimbledon.
She could win it.
Serena Williams is in the finals at Wimbledon, just 10 months having a little baby girl. The 25th seeded Serena defended 13th seeded Julia, big long name. And now she takes on 11th seeded Angelique Kerber. By the way, tomorrow's are the finals, and it'll be her 24th Grand Slam title.
Yeah.
She's
pretty good.
That's not normal.
No.
No.
She's not normal. You don't get to 23 Grand Slams to be normal.
She needs to be put in a museum.
Yeah, she's Superwoman.
She makes me sad.
Yeah. At one time, her sister Venus.
Yeah.
It was very close. Who was better? And now there's no contest to it.
Have you seen Dr. Pimple Popper?
I refuse to watch it.
Yeah, I saw the commercials for it because I guess 2 days ago, yeah, I think it was their new premiere for the new season.
They've been running promos
all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she smiles, and then that one woman has that big cyst on her shoulder.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I saw the preview, yes. I didn't watch it.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
But she's squeezing around her cyst on her shoulder.
It's gross.
It's so gross.
Who watches that?
Somebody does because it's in another season.
Mm, there are those people that love to pop pimples.
And guess what else?
What?
Dr. Pimple Popper is launching a new board game after already landing a TLC show to air her grotesque pops. Oh, it's a new board game, and it's called Pimple Pete.
No.
And it's just like kind of the concept of Operation.
Oh, man, there's a new name for Powerball Pete.
Ah, Pimple Pete.
Pimple Pete. Oh, by the way, yes. You got $5?
Why?
Powerball Pete's coming by this morning. The big Mega Millions is $340 million tonight. And today is Friday the 13th. Remember I said on a bad luck day, we're going to win?
Can I borrow $5?
Oh, my.
Well, I've done it for you.
Well, let me see if I've got $5.
I've totally done it for you. And this is where we never ask Sean. And I always feel bad. I'm like, you know, we did that whole break and we never asked Sean. Sean, do you want to borrow $5?
Let me see.
Okay.
Oh, no. I have some ones.
Do you?
Yeah.
I got $9. I'm a dollar short.
I have change.
Okay,
but it's all
cool.
I got it.
All right, we're in.
Okay. We're all in. Between the three of us.
$340 million tonight.
Wow.
Guys.
Totally.
Tonight.
I'm in.
All right, so going back to Powerball Pimple Pete, the new board game called Pimple Pete is similar to that of Operation. But you have to extract. So some pimples can't be popped. Here, let me just read it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The concept is you have to extract pullable pimples from the board. But if Pete's head rocks back and forth too much, oh, I can't even read this.
Wow.
Stuff comes out.
Pus?
Stop.
It's a board game that that comes with pus?
Shh. Nobody wants to hear that right now. Pimple Pete is upright on a platform to mirror a human head, and the game moves back and forth as the player attempts to take out the zits that are scattered across poor Pete's face. What have we come to?
Oh, you got Pimple Pete. You got Blackhead Bob.
God, that's just nasty. All right,
Charlie,
there you go.
Charlie the cyst.
Oh,
you can have all
kinds. Let's stop talking about this. I'm getting
lots
little,
of characters.
A little nauseated. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.